بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب بيان جواز الشرب قائما وبيان أن الأكمل والأفضل الشرب قاعدا. This is the chapter on the permissibility of standing and drinking, and the explanation that it is superior and better to sit and drink. We mentioned this hadith previously also, which came in the last chapter. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال سقيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من زمزم فشرب وهو قائم متفق عليه. The hadith that came before was in Kabsha رضي الله تعالى عنه, where النبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم stood and he drank. And we explained there, and in today's lesson also, all the hadith that will come shows that it is permissible to stand and drink. However, Imam Nawawi رحمه الله brings other hadith and to show that it is better to sit and drink, and it is permissible to stand and drink when there is a need to do so. For example, sometimes the place is dirty and the person does not have any place to sit down, there's no chair available, or there's a huge crowd, it's impossible to sit. In those circumstances, then it is permissible. So a person who stands and drinks, then we won't see he's doing something which is haram, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this once or twice to show that this act is permissible. However, from various other ahadith that show it's prohibited to stand and drink, then the ulama explain that whilst it is permissible to stand and drink, it is far better, it is superior, and it is more akmal that a person sits and drink. So we should understand, not misconstrue this and say that we can stand and drink. Yes, it is permissible, person won't be committing haram. However, from various other ahadith, it is understood that a person should sit and drink. In this hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, I gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam water to drink from Zamzam. So Zamzam water, and Nabi Karim drank it whilst he was standing. So ulama explain also, Zamzam water, it is mubah, it is permissible, and some ulama have said it is mustahab to stand and drink. So it is mustahab or mubah, permissible to stand and drink zamzam water. وعن النزار بن سبرة رضي الله تعالى قال أتى علي باب الرحبة. Ali رضي الله عنه came to باب الرحبة فشرب قائما. He stood and drank. وقال إني رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل كما رأيتموني فعلت. رواه البخاري. He says, I saw Rasulullah doing as you have seen me doing now. In other words, he stood and drank to show the people that because of the huge crowd that was there, perhaps there was no place to sit, he stood and drank. In other words, to show the people that it is permissible. So it is not haram. And as I explained, the few circumstances that arises and enables or allows a person to stand and drink. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كنا على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نأكل ونحن نمشي ونشرب ونحن قيام. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to eat while walking and drink while standing. Now if a person just reads this hadith like this, then he'll think it is permissible to eat and while standing and permissible to drink while standing. Therefore it is incumbent that we understand the hadith in the proper context, looking at various other ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from very many other sources as well. And we put all these ahadith together, we understand that if somebody is eating something very, very small, like a sweet, so a person doesn't have to sit down and eat them. You've got some almonds, some badam. So whilst walking, you eat that few badam or almonds or some nuts or something small, then it is permissible to do so. Unlike a person eating a meal, then he should sit and eat the meal. This is the correct adab. This is the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he should sit and drink water. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced, and he showed us. وعن عمر بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يشرب قائما وقاعدا. حضرت عمر بن شعيب narrates from his father, who narrates from his grandfather, and says that I saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم standing and drinking and also sitting and drinking. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه نهى أن يشرب الرجل قائما. Now this hadith says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited that a person should stand and drink. قال قتادة فقلنا لأنس فالأكل. So Qatada says that I be asked Anas radiallahu ta'ala, okay, standing and drinking, you said Rasulullah prohibited, what about eating? قال ذلك أشر أو أخبث. رواه مسلم وفي رواية له أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زجر عن شرب قائما. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala replied, he said when he said about eating, he said that is worse, more reprehensible to stand and eat. And that is why I explained the hadith that came first, that when a person is in something very, very small, like some nuts or something, then he can stand and eat. Otherwise, a person should eat, and Rasulullah prohibited a person should stand and drink. And again, we put the hadith together. It is permissible, but it is better, far better, akmal, that a person sits and drink. And the last hadith in this chapter, wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, la yashraban ahadun minkum qa'iman faman nasiya falyastaqi, rawahu Muslim. So we can see these ahadith are quite stern in prohibiting a person from standing and drinking as well. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said, none of you should drink while standing. Whoever forgets and he drank while standing, he should vomit it out. What am I explaining? Not wajib to vomit it out. It will be mustahab to vomit it out. However, we have understood from other hadith, it is permissible to do so, but Rasulullah SAW does not, he prefer that a person sits and drink unless there is no place to sit, or there is a huge crowd, or the place is dirty, there is no area for him to sit. Then in those cases, it will be permissible for him to stand and drink. Allah give us understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.